You're listening to Free Radio Olympia on 98.5 FM. On the phone, we have Ash, who is a supporter of Jeffrey Lures, who is a political prisoner in the United States. Hello, Ash. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on to talk about Jeff and his solution.
Well, thank you for being on. I guess to familiarize people with Jeff Lures, could you talk about who he is as a person, please?
Yeah, Jeff Lures, or otherwise known as Free, is a activist that was living in Eugene, Oregon, and was involved in various campaigns from forest defense. He started a tree set out in the Willamette National Forest here back in 1997, and he also did things like food not bombs and teaching self-defense to women, and he was very well known in Eugene. And then he was arrested back in 2000 for setting a small fire that burned three SUVs at a local car dealership and ended up getting more than 22 years for this. And him and his co-defendant ended up getting a plea and actually got out this past January after serving 4.5 years. So this year marks the 5th year of his incarceration, and we are organizing events to recognize that fact and to call attention to his case. And I'm just asking activists all over the world to organize, show their outrage about his imprisonment, as well as other, dissident prisoners all over the world. And there's various events planned all over the world, and we're asking people to just basically organize your own events. And an example of some of the things that have been organized so far is in Eugene, there's an event planned at a local hub called Sambon's, and there's speakers, including former political prisoner Peg Millett, who's a first activist, Peter Urban from the Irish Republican Socialist Committee of North America, and we also have bands coming, including Los Mex Pistols, the Happy Bastards, Old Howlin' Smash, and New York City has a similar event with speakers, including Ashanti Alston, who's a former Black Liberation Army political prisoner, and Andy Satanian, who is a former ALF prisoner and currently under federal indictment for the Shack case. And they have music as well at that event. And there's other smaller events like Critical Mass Bike Ride in San Francisco, a concert and things in Portland, Maine, and film screenings and potluck dinners and even international events. There's one in Brighton, England that's going to include a video showing and a potluck dinner. And last year we did similar things, and there ended up being over 27 events all over the world, including, I think there was even something in Olympia where there was a bike ride.
Yeah, there was a naked bike ride.
Naked bike ride, yeah. So we'd love for folks in Olympia to do something again. And if people want to plug into Free's website, that would be a great place to start and get some ideas and learn about his case. And the website is freefreenow.org. And there's all sorts of ideas of events that you can plan. And we really want to get people to just do their autonomous events. You know, this is sort of a really decentralized thing. So if people just go to the website, they can get some great ideas. You know, it doesn't have to be anything in depth. It can be anything from a rally to, a bake sale to raise money for him, or, you know, just a letter writing party where you either write letters to Jeff himself, or maybe you write to the, you know, governor of Oregon or your local paper, whatever it is. We just want to keep the issues alive and, you know, keep his case in the media, in the public's mind, and just call attention to how outrageous his sentence is.
In your opinion, why do you think he got such an outrageous sentence?
Well, it was definitely because of his politics. You know, like I was saying, he's very well known in Eugene as an activist, and the judge definitely wanted to send a message that dissent is not going to be tolerated here. And, you know, giving a sentence of 22 years and 8 months for, you know, a small fire that burns 3 trucks, which are subsequently fixed and, you know, offered up for sale again.
So they resold the cars?
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there really wasn't that much damage at all to them?
No, not at all. And, you know, when you look at cases like of rapists or murderers or, you know, even other arson cases, you know, there's one situation in Wayne County, which is the county Eugene is in, where a man received 3 years for burning down a house. Or another man received 20 years for attempted murder, 5 counts of arson, and witness tampering. Or you look at another case in Wayne County where someone received 25 years for all sorts of charges, including kidnapping, robbing, raping, and sodomizing a 21-year-old and stabbing her 19 times.
Jeez.
He gets 25 years. You know, compare that to almost 23 years for setting a small fire. It's just ridiculous. You know, they're basically comparing Jeff to someone that rapes and murders someone.
Why do you think that they would do that? Like, what's the intention behind that? I don't know. It just seems like murdering and all these other things that you were just describing would be more important to, you know, the authorities, but yet
Right. They
sentenced Jeff for longer than all those crimes that you just mentioned.
Right. I mean, that's definitely what you think is, oh, well, you know, murderers should definitely be getting more time in prison than, you know, someone that sets a small fire, but clearly, you know, the judge in this case saw this as an opportunity to send a message. You know, little did he know that, you know, Jeff was going to become basically a political prisoner and, you know, known worldwide now. And, you know, this hasn't stopped anything. You know, there's actions taking place all the time, and, you know, I think people are more outraged more than anything. And so I think it's just real important for people to keep this issue out there and for more and more people to realize what an outrage it is and to just get involved and try and support him in any way they can. And his case is currently up for appeal. We're waiting on a court date right now, but, you know, fundraising for his appeal is something that's really needed. And, you know, if people are able to make donations, they can either mail them to his support group in Eugene, which I can give the address for. It's P.O. Box 3, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. And we can made out to freeze defense funds. Or there's also the option of giving a donation online at freefreenow.org, where, you know, you can just click and give a donation right there. And, you know, funds are really needed right now. Appeals are very, very expensive. And there's a good opportunity that something good might come out of his appeal, you know, that several years at least might be taken off, mostly because a case was recently decided. It was Blakely versus Washington State. And basically, Blakely calls into question how judges sentence people, and it could very well have an impact on Jeff's case and could lead to a sentence reduction. There's no way to know how much or if this will actually happen, but this Blakely case, that's a good precedent that they could take some time off his sentence.
Wow, and so he has, like, legal counsel, and, like, how far in the appeals process is he at this moment?
Well, basically, it's ready to go. They were waiting on this Blakely case to be decided, and now it has been decided, so they're just now waiting for a date. And because this case has the potential to affect so many cases, the courts have kind of put things on hold until they figure out how this whole thing is going to play out. So once that happens, then hopefully they'll set a date for Jeff's case.
Well, I'm curious, like last year for his day of action, there's like all this like FBI bulletin thing. And like it seems like he was like the FBI was using their position of power to even intimidate like the supporters of Free. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, definitely. The FBI actually sent out that there was going to be terrorist actions on June 12th of last year because, you know, folks were organizing around Free on that day. And one example of something that happened is people in Worcester, Massachusetts were organizing events. I think they were basically just having like a film screening and a potluck. And they ended up getting lots of FBI harassment. They got evicted from their space because the landlord was contacted by the FBI, and, you know, they were all being monitored and watched, and it just shows how ridiculous things can be. You know, obviously no act of terror happened that day, you know, and in fact just the opposite. It was all very peaceful events. And people are having potlucks and demonstrations, and, you know, it's just ridiculous how something like this can be called eco-terror. It makes no sense whatsoever.
What do you think about that term, eco-terror and eco-terrorist? It seems like it's applied to people like Jeff Lures when he's doing things which he thinks will help benefit the environment against corporations, in this case a dealership that makes global warming polluting SUVs. Like, who's the real, like, you know, eco-terrorist? I know that's kind of like cheesy or whatever, but it just seems like how do they actually, like, the media switch this all around? You know, it's like completely backwards.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. The real eco-terrorists, of course, are the, you know, industries and people destroying the earth. And, you know, people like Jeff should be considered, you know, eco-defenders. And it just shows how, you know, corrupt both the media and, you know, industry is. And, you know, for the media to take on that spin as well, I mean, they clearly are just a mouthpiece for the industry.
So what do you see is going to change that? How could Jeff's weekend of action help change that?
Well, I think just getting his case out there and letting people see the facts. You know, the fact is that it was a small fire. No life was ever in danger. You know, he took all sorts of precautions to make sure that no life was in danger. It was a small fire, and no one got hurt. And basically, in his sentencing, he's accused of, you know, putting someone's life at risk. That's in the facts don't show that at all. And I think just keeping that issue out there and letting people know, spreading the word, is going to help. You know, if the more people know the facts and the truth and know what Jeff is really like, then the more, you know, general public opinion could sway.
I'm looking at his website right now, and it seems like he's definitely quite a writer and an artist. Can you talk about like his spirit and his writings beyond you know, the bars of jail?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff has always kept his spirit really high. I mean, he's been an inspiration to a lot of people, and he's continued writing, and he does a lot of artwork, and he writes articles for, you know, newspapers and magazines. He's been published in things like Clamor and the Earth Journal and Oregon newspapers and things like that. And he also writes a monthly dispatch which goes out to all his supporters. And most recently, him and another prisoner, Rob Los Ricos, have put together a really nice called Heart Check. That has just been finished and it's being distributed right now. It's about a 40-page zine with writings from both Jeff and Rob. And it can be purchased on the Clamor website, or you can order it from the P.O. Box in Eugene, the P.O. Box 3, New Oregon, 440. All the proceeds from this scene go to support both Jeff and Rob. And I'd actually like to read from the introduction so people get an idea of what Heart Check is all about, if that's all right.
Okay, and I'm going to turn up the volume because you're kind of fading out on us, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hopefully that's better.
Okay. So yeah, I'll read a little from the introduction of Heart Check. And people can get an idea of what it's about. And I definitely recommend getting a copy. It's a wonderful zine. But here's the introduction. A person can become completely desensitized in the culture that prison cultivates. Daily events within these walls that would shock and possibly traumatize people in the outside world might inspire howls of laughter in here. It is not uncommon for a bloody fight or stabbing to erupt during chow. The spectacle is only temporary. As guards rush in, the decon crew cleans up the blood and the meal continues, virtually uninterrupted. This culture has developed slang unique to prison, in some ways as a means to cope. After all, it's easier to laugh than to cry. As a result, prison slang can be both quite humorous and vile at the same time. The phrase heart check is used to call someone out when you grow weary of listening to him run his neck or talk out his ass. For example, if a person is wronged by another and he talks endlessly about getting him back but does nothing other than talk and whine. Heart check. Do it or shut the fuck up. We chose to title this scene Heart Check because for many years various militant elements have been making empty threats and promises. As two individuals doing time for actions others only talk about, we are calling them out. Rhetoric is boring and lacks conviction. In an attempt to appear tough and intimidating with talk of revolution, abolishing capitalism, smashing fascism, and ending oppression worldwide, self-professed militants limit themselves to passive-aggressive roles. How easy it is for middle-class Americans to talk big when it's not their necks on the line, yet. While activists whine about oppression and boast about fighting back, people in Palestine, Congo, Argentina, Bolivia, Mexico, Papua New Guinea, all over the world, are dying because they have no choice but to fight or submit to the power of imperialist nations and corporate and financial institutions. You either mean what you say you are about, or you are attempting to carry less guilt by speaking out and pointing fingers while failing to act. Each and every one of us, as residents of an industrialized, wealthy, military, powerful country, be it the USA, the UK, or any of the other G8 countries, have a responsibility to those who are dying in order to sustain the comfort and privilege we enjoy as first world consumers. With millions of people dying, the environment being poisoned and destroyed by consumerism, there really are only three kinds of people: the victims, the problem, and the solution. This zine is dedicated to the latter. The time for rhetoric is over. The time for action has arrived. We hope that the writings contained within will begin a much-needed discussion on real solutions and alternatives sorely lacking in radical circles. We hope these words will only be the beginning of something much larger.
Wow. Is that it?
Yeah, that's the introduction.
Wow. And where do you get the zine?
Excuse me?
Where do you get the zine? Where do you buy it?
Yeah, it can be bought online, like I said, from the Clamor Info Shop, or it can be ordered from Free's support network, which has the P.O. Box in Eugene. And I'll say that one more time, P.O. Box 3, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. And a single copy costs $7, and checks and money orders can be made out to Free's Defense Fund. And multiple copies cost less, and all the prices are broken down on the website, freefreenow.org. And like I said, all the money goes to support Jeff and Rob. It's a really nice zine. The cover is four colors and has artwork in it from Jeff and other political prisoners.
Wow. So I'm curious, how did you get involved with supporting Jeff Lures personally?
Well, I'm in the Eugene area, so I mean, this issue has definitely been a large part of my life for a long time now, and in general, I just think supporting prisoners is really important. It's a really important part of being an activist. And, you know, if we can't support our prisoners, then, you know, can we really call ourselves activists, you know? Because, you know, someday it might be you, you know? Wouldn't you want, you know, the people in your community to be supporting you if something happened where you ended up in prison? And I just think it's one of the best things we can do as activists is to support the people that have had the misfortune of getting caught.
What do you think about balancing prison activism with other forms of activism?
I'm sorry, I missed that. You faded out.
What do you think about, like, I've heard, like, some critiques that, like, some people spend, like, all their time working on, like, political prisoners and in prison reform, as opposed to continuing on the struggle, and I was wondering how you balance that.
Well, I find it really easy. I mean, basically, if someone considers themselves an activist, like I do, then my life is activism, you know what I mean? And so everything I do reflects that and revolves around that. So, you know, whether I spend my time, you know, supporting Jeff or the other things I'm involved in, I think that's what counts, you know what I mean? If someone wants to critique the fact that someone is spending time on helping prisoners or, you know, defending prisoners, then I think maybe they should look at that as a critique of themselves, because I think it's one of the most important things we can do as a movement and as activists.
No, I would agree, definitely. It's extremely important to support prisoners. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to reiterate that people should definitely check out the website. There's lots of information there about Jeff, about how to help out, and how to plug into the June events. and ideas of how to get involved and things like that, BeFreeNow.org. And, you know, if you can tell your friends and tell everyone you know to check it out as well. And we definitely need donations. So if, you know, you can help out in that way too, it would be really appreciated. And, you know, funds go to his legal defense, or you could give right to his commissary fund in the prison, and all that information is on the website, and it's brieflynow.org. And there's also an email address, which is brieflynow@mutualaid.org.
Great. Well, thank you, Ash, for being on and sharing all this information.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Great. Well, you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.